here's a story from The World.
Brazil continues to take a heavy toll from the pandemic. In one state alone, more than 800 people are on the waiting list for ICUs. One positive sign, the rate of new infections has started to slow. But now, health officials are hoping that Easter gatherings won't cause a new spike. From southern Brazil, Michael Fox has our story.
This is the soundtrack to the days of Gustavo Pinto. He's a professor of infectiology at the Federal University of Santa Catarina and an infectologist at the San Jose Regional Hospital just outside of Florianópolis, Brazil. He's there 6 days a week.
He
says, I just can't stay home for longer periods, despite having a wife and a six-year-old child, because my head doesn't turn off. The number of patients at San Jose Regional has dropped slightly in recent days, but like hospitals across the region, it's been bordering on collapse for weeks. He says the problem right now isn't just the volume of patients, but the gravity of their illnesses. He says, we did not see this in the first wave. The patients are coming in much younger, and they need much more specialized attention. You can acquire equipment, but you can't sufficiently train professionals to deal with these complex patients in a short period of time. Hospitals across the country are facing a similar reality. 2.5 weeks ago, the Brazilian military set up this field hospital just outside the front doors of the Restinga Hospital in Porto Alegre, the capital of Brazil's southernmost state. The region was collapsing. The hospital more than doubled its capacity, making room for 230 ICU beds. We never imagined a moment like this, says Paulo Scolari, the hospital director. So bad that we might lack medicine to save lives or oxygen. Scolari says they lost 180 patients just in March. He says that number is equivalent to the number of deaths over roughly 6 or 7 months in a normal year. So this really overloaded a lot of people here because death impacts you even when you're used to it on the job. So we're going to try and do a lot of work to try and help people deal with this. He says the hospital is still over capacity, but they now have some empty beds. We believe that in the state of Rio Grande do Sul and in Porto Alegre, the curve is going to drop, he says. All of the hospitals have registered less cases. But researchers warn not to be too optimistic, particularly just ahead of the country's typical fall flu season. Isaac Schwartzopt is a coordinator of Brazil's COVID-19 analysis network. He says, we're seeing increased numbers of people on the streets and rising numbers of people traveling. Some states issued tighter restrictions for the 3-day-long Easter holiday, which ended Sunday night, although President Jair Bolsonaro continues to fight lockdowns.
Usem a máscara. É tão simples, né? A máscara às vezes cai do nosso nariz, vocês fotografam.
Last week, Brazil's new health minister, Marcelo Quiroga, told Brazilians it was fundamental to use a mask and take advantage of the holiday to not get into crowds. But many Brazilians did not get the message. This was Porto Alegre's indoor public market last Friday. The video shared over Twitter shows people squeezing past each other and standing in long lines waiting to be attended. Here's another of a dance party last Friday afternoon at a club in an upscale beachfront neighborhood in Florianópolis. The room is packed. Everyone's holding a drink. No one is wearing a mask.
Todos esses feriados que promovem aglomerações acabam causando...
Health researcher Schwartzopt says... Every one of these holidays that promote crowds increase the amount of mobility. And increased mobility in areas with a lot of infections brings new cases. And those cases bring hospitalizations and deaths. If there is a bright spot on the horizon, the rate of vaccinations tripled in March. Health Minister Quiroga has promised to vaccinate 1 million people a day throughout April. Less than 10% of the population has received at least one shot so far. For The World, I'm Michael Fox. In Florianópolis, Brazil.